questions 25 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 25 to 30.
Yeah, I suppose you're right again. I'll take some notes, shall I? So, age groups. Well, what do you think? Maybe 25 or under for one group and 45 or over for the other group? That should show up differences.
Right.
Okay, next. How about the kind of music they like? Let's give them some choices and then we can just tick boxes.
OK, let's have pop, jazz, folk, easy listening. What else?
Well, we should include classical. Some people like it, you know.
OK. OK, and then we should have how they listen to music.
The medium. Right, let's include radio, CD, and then I guess there's TV.
What about concerts? You know, in pubs and halls.
Oh, yeah, we should include live music, of course.
OK, we're on a roll now. Next point could be about where they actually get their music.
You mean, like, do they buy it in music shops or department stores?
Yes, or download it from the internet.
Right. That could be for recorded music. Then we need another section for live music. Where do they go for that?
OK, let's say disco, pub, club, concert hall.
Or opera house. And I guess we should include karaoke bars.
Not many of them in this city.
OK, we'll leave that out then. So, what's left to do?
That's it. Well, now we can make a timescale for doing it.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4. Section 3. You will hear two students, Jack and Lucy, discussing a marketing assignment they are working on together. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 24. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 24.
Lucy, we really need to get working on this marketing assignment. We've only got 5 weeks left to the end of term to design it, carry it out, and then write up the results.
Sure. Well, let's get started right now. Let's go over the instructions. What exactly do we have to do?
Well, it says here we have to look at one area of the entertainment industry. There's a list of the different types.
What are they?
Music, cinema, theatre, sport and eating out.
Is that all?
Looks like it.
So we choose one branch of the industry and then we look at how two different groups of people use it. Is that right?
Yes.
And do we have to use any particular method to get our data? Can we mail out a questionnaire or do face-to-face interviews or maybe even observations?
Well, actually, it looks like we don't have a choice. We have to do telephone interviews.
OK, so at least we don't have to waste time deciding between the different methods.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, and the other requirement is the number of interviewees.
Not too many, I hope. 10? 20?
Well, we have to do two groups, remember, and it looks like we have to interview 15 for each group.
That's 30 altogether, then. It's going to take ages.
Yes, but remember, we're working on this together, so we'll only have to do 15 each.
OK, so those are all the requirements?
Yes, looks like it.
So, first, which area are we going to choose? My preference would be cinema, since that's where I spend most of my money.
I don't think that's such a good idea. I don't think there are huge differences in the market there. I mean, you get young and old, male and female, rich and poor, all going to the same movies.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Let's make it music, then.
Right. So, what two groups will we compare and contrast?
Male and female?
No. Most of my female friends like the same music as me. Different age groups will be much more likely to show up differences, I think.
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions.